Okay, so I think, though, that their premise that aging is something that cannot be quote-unquote cured, and that, you know, it cannot be completely turned around, reversed, undone, is something that we can agree on. I think we can agree on that. Okay. So, here's what they're proposing, though. This is what they're proposing. I've given you those questions I want you to consider. Again, these geroscientists are contending that aging is not a natural process. It is a degenerative condition. And they're saying that with greater understanding of the molecular and cellular mechanisms of aging, we can delay the onset of age-related diseases, keeping us healthier longer. Now, I think there may be some merit to that. Greater understanding of the molecular and cellular mechanisms of aging. Possibly delay the onset of age-related diseases. Now, and the reason I say that there may be some merit to that, because notice this. They don't say here that if they gain a greater understanding of the molecular and cellular mechanisms of aging, that they can delay the onset of aging. And here I think I'm detecting a little bit of inconsistency. Because in my mind, if they truly consider aging to be a disease, then with the greater understanding of the molecular and cellular mechanisms of aging, they should be able to delay the onset of aging, since aging, according to them, is the disease. But instead, they say, with greater understanding of the molecular and cellular mechanisms of aging, they can delay the onset of age-related diseases. The way they worded that is what, to me, has merit. They can delay the onset of age-related diseases and not delay the onset of aging itself. They can delay the onset of age-related diseases, which is what I truly believe and many believe is going on. We're aging as a natural process. And that natural process brings with it a breakdown of the body, from the brain all the way down to the toes. We can delay the onset of age-related diseases, keeping us healthier for longer periods of time. Recently, Dr. Sinclair and a team of researchers from Harvard Medical School and from the University of New South Wales announced the discovery of a molecule that significantly boosts a cell's ability to repair damaged DNA. In a paper published March 23rd in the journal Science, the authors describe how a molecule called NAD+ blocks a protein that inhibits the body's natural ability to repair DNA. He says, we're not going to see people spend longer in nursing homes. We're going to see them spend more time out of nursing homes, which to me sounds good. As we get older, NAD+ levels decrease. And remember, the NAD+ blocks a protein. And I know we normally think of protein as being something good, but in this case, they're saying that there's a specific protein that prevents the body's, or at least slows down the body's, natural ability to repair DNA that has been damaged. There's a protein that prevents or slows down the body's natural ability to repair DNA. NAD+ blocks that protein from getting in the way of the body naturally repairing damaged DNA. As we get older, the NAD+ levels decrease. The molecule called NAD+ that blocks that protein from getting in the way of this natural healing process that NAD plus decreases. And as a result, that allows DNA damage to build up. The mutations of the DNA are not a direct cause of the progressive deterioration that's associated with aging, according to Dr. Sinclair. Cells, and notice what he says now, progressive deterioration associated with aging. He doesn't say progressive deterioration that is called or that is aging. He says the mutations are not a direct cause of the progressive deterioration associated with aging. I think that is the proper way to word it. Progressive deterioration associated with aging. Cells cope with the damage by turning on the wrong genes at the wrong time. If the NAD plus levels could be increased, according to Sinclair and his team, this is what they're guessing, perhaps the damage could be reversed. DNA damaged. The body has a natural way of repairing that damage, but there's a protein that gets in the way of that natural healing process. NAD plus can deal with this and possibly cause the damage to the DNA to be reversed. Dr. Sinclair and his team tested their theory on a group of older mice that had low NAD plus levels. We can just say NAD plus levels, NAD, NAD, NAD plus levels. For a week, the mice drank a special serum of water mixed with NMN, Nancy Mary Nancy, NMN, which is a precursor of NAD plus that's small enough to pass through the cellular wall. Once inside the mice's cells, the NMN bonded with NMN molecules to form more NAD plus. After just 1 week, they could not tell the difference between the young mice and the old mice when they looked at their tissues, according to Dr. Sinclair. Now, he and his team are moving toward human trials of the NAD plus booster with the hope of getting a drug on the market within the next 5 years. Now, speaking of these drugs on the market, stay with me here, because they're going to be bringing up some things that I know I find very interesting, and I think you will too. And when I say interesting, promising. Their technology in the animals slows down the appearance of diseases. It didn't slow down aging. I like the way he put this, because this is accurate. He says it slows down the appearance of diseases, and get this, he goes on to say that's how we know it's slowing down aging itself. It's not curing aging. It's slowing down the aging itself. And as a consequence of being healthier, the animals live longer. And they think that the same thing will happen in people if they could just delay all major diseases. Get where they're coming from? If they can delay all major diseases, then they'd extend people's lives, but only because they're healthier. Now, this sounds better than some of the proposals that were made previously, I mean like in the last few years, about helping people live longer, because one reason that some people did not want to live longer, and when I say live longer to the age of 100 and beyond, is because they were assuming that they probably would not be living in good health. If there's a way to help people live beyond 100, and help them live healthy lives beyond the age of 100, would you be a taker? Let's look at this some more.